Good morning. Today, we will cover question number 55 of the Heidelberg Catechism. This section of the Catechism is reviewing the Apostles' Creed, and we are almost at the end of this section. Question 55. What do we understand by the communion of saints? First, that believers, one and all, as members of the community, share in Christ and in all his treasures and gifts. Second, that each member should consider it a duty to use these gifts readily and cheerfully for the service and enrichment of others, of the other members. This phrase, the communion of saints, is talking about the Christian church. Augustine made a distinction between the invisible church and the visible church in his book, The City of God. The invisible church is made up of all the elect of God throughout history. The exact makeup of this invisible church is only known to God. The visible church includes all who are professing Christians and are associated with the public worship and activities of Christian assemblies. So all members of the invisible church are in the visible church, but not all the members of the visible church are part of the invisible church. When the communion of saints is mentioned, it is often associated with the mystical union of Jesus Christ and the church. Since this mystical union is very speculative and conceptual, which does not usually lead to good theology, I will concentrate on the church as a community and what the scripture tells us about this community. What is a community? A community is a body of people having common rights, privileges, and interests, or living in the same location with the same laws and regulations, and having cultural or religious characteristics in common. Clearly, the church is a community sharing common religious and cultural characteristics and living under the same laws and regulations. What about the Church of Jesus Christ's rights, privileges, and destiny? Jesus teaches us in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5 that, quote, "The meek shall inherit the earth." That is, the meek towards God, which is the Christian church. Jesus is repeating an Old Testament teaching from Psalm 37:11, "The meek shall inherit the earth." The earth is God's good creation, and it is our inheritance. Some so-called evangelical best-selling books like Left Behind and The Late Great Planet Earth, and much of the teaching of modern evangelicalism, teaches that the church will be raptured off of an evil earth, which will then be destroyed. But our Reformed creeds and confessions do not teach a pre-trib, mid-trib, or post-trib, or any rapture at all, including the Heidelberg Catechism. In fact, neither do any of the ecumenical confessions that we've talked about teach a rapture. Here's an example of this. The Apostles' Creed, the first and the most repeated ecumenical creed, which we have been reviewing for the last few weeks. The Apostles' Creed states, quote, "He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence," thence means from that place at that time, "from thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead." When are the quick and dead judged? According to the scriptures, they tell us the resurrection and judgment of the dead is on the last day. So Jesus Christ does not return to rapture the church, but to judge the living and the dead. The wicked will be cast into hell, and the church will live eternally on this redeemed earth. which St. Augustine calls the city of God. Some say that for Christians, quote, this earth is not our home. But this is not what our confessions nor the scriptures teach. This earth is our home. It is our inheritance and our eternal dwelling place as a community of saints. When Jesus Christ returns, we are the ones that indeed will be left behind.